Yes, you can see that as a church, we are continuing with this very important topic, the series Authentic Christianity, God's Covenant People. Wise living is the topic for today. We thank God, I said, for the sermons that we have already listened to. You saw that Irene, with the Isaiah Bible passage that she read, she led us to read Psalm 1. You can see essentially in Psalm 1 saying, if you are wise in the Lord, you will be blessed. So blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. We thank God. Wise living is what we are going to be talking about. Well, look at that psalm. I wasn't going to talk about it, but it's something that we should look at, meditate on. You want to be wise? You want to be wise? Commit yourself to the Lord. Don't allow sin to stick on you. Don't sin. Ask the Lord to help you. Make sure you give your life to Jesus. And ask for the Holy Spirit to strengthen you. He does strengthen. We've been singing songs, great songs, wonderful songs, unbroken praise. Unbroken praise. So let my deeds outrun my works. And let my life outweigh my songs. We sing incredible songs here. Let my life be your throne. If your life is the throne of God, one thing you'll be confident of is that there will be no sin in your life. Because God is holy. And you are singing that song, you can make it work by you yielding to the Lord. Wise living. Let me just set the context. We've been hearing, it's a series, so I will advise you to listen to the message before this that Edward preached. Actually, I can give you the date, because something significant that I'll be mentioning later on happened shortly after. It was on the 19th of May that the message was preached. And it talked about, highlighted, you know, the things that we must repent of that are not right if we are Christians, because we have been going through the book of Ephesians, and Apostle Paul wrote to the church in Ephesus, to the Christians, to the saints, just like you and just like me today. That's why we're looking at it in our own context. So Apostle Paul said, look, these things, this evil that, of the flesh, the things of the past, repent of them and avoid them. And he gave some examples. Sexual immorality, greed, falsehood, bitterness, anger, malice, and other things. And actually in Ephesians 5, 5b and 6, says, no immoral, impure, or greedy person. It says, such has no inheritance in the kingdom of God. The interpretation of getting into heaven, or the judgment, or the decision is God's. If God says something is this color, you better agree it is that color. Because it's not what you say, it's what God says. It's both our Creator, our Lord, and our Judge. And also He loves us. So if you're listening to me, you know He loves you. He loves you. But to be loved means you have to feel that love and you have to respond. The way we respond is repentance. Say, Lord, forgive me my sins. I have a tendency to do things my own way instead of your way. Forgive me. We also was told that we should pursue the life of truthfulness and love. That is why we are continuing based on the previous teaching to instruct ourselves about wise living. Someone asked me, before we go into read the Bible passage, he said, what do I look for? In somebody, in a woman, before I commit myself. Another one asked me, what do I look for in a man that I can, commit myself for life? What do I look for? I want to thank you for praying for us. We were in Liverpool last week. And one of the questions came from there, but I've heard it many times. Well, the answer is the same. Somebody who fears God. Simple. If the man doesn't fear God, you'll be afraid. If the man fears God, other things will follow. When there is difficulty, he can only relate to God, and God will convict him. If the woman does not fear God, any small thing, I'm out of here. Or the man might say, I'm out of here. God also restores. You may be in a situation, you may already be suffering or struggling, but you go to God. Say, God, help me. God, help me. Wise living. Let's read our Bible, the text for today, Ephesians 5. 15 to 20. Say, be very careful then how you live. Not as unwise, but as wise. Making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Look at the Bible passage. Please continue to leave that on the screen. He said, be very careful. Be very careful. Do not live as unwise, but as wise. Am I wise? Are you wise? But we can only know if we are living according to God's word, whether we are wise or we are not. There are some strong words which we don't even let our children use, that Apostle Paul has used here. He said, do not be foolish. Therefore, do not be foolish. I decided to look at, I know what foolish means, but I decided to check the synonyms. It says, don't be stupid, silly, idiotic, half-witted, witless, brainless, mindless, thoughtless, irresponsible, indiscreet, unwise, unintelligent, unreasonable. You see, Apostle Paul just said, don't be foolish. It's loaded. Don't go the negative. Look at what Christ has done for you. Therefore, live as someone that is wise. Live as someone that is wise. Another word was used there, debauchery. That's verse 18. It says, do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. That's a big word. What does it mean? It means dissipation, degeneracy, depravity, immodesty, indecency, perversion, shamelessness, wickedness, immorality, impurity, lust, promiscuity, decadence, indulgence. Do not be drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit of God. Christians, we are saved. Let's not make the decision to continue to go in the way of the world, because we have the opportunity to ask God to fill us with His Holy Spirit, and then we walk in the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. So you ask yourself, what is happening? Many people are very unwise. Should I start from pastors or start from politicians? Choose. You can see that everybody that wants to be prime minister now is lining up. I smoke cocaine. I took cannabis. Just check. I'm not making it up. They are owning up now before someone digs it out later on. I was surprised. One woman that wanted to compete with Theresa May, she herself said she smoked. I said, what? Even you? You are looking like as if ice will not melt in your mouth. That all the hard drugs you have heard about, all of them have smoked. Opium, cocaine, kind of different types. I said, wow. So don't you see, when you say pray, you think everything is fine. I'm receiving my salary. When you get people who say they did it in the past, you don't even know if they're still doing it. They want to lead you. You yourself, you need to pray. See, wise living is what we're talking about. Are you wise? Am I wise? There's wisdom in the world's eyes, which some of us, especially the young ones, want to follow. Our young people have they're undergoing a lot of pressure. And, in school, people go, oh, you're out of date. This is what we are doing. Girls are under pressure. Boys are under pressure. Adults are under pressure. But don't go in the way of the world. The Bible says in Proverbs, don't envy the wicked. Do things because you feel what you want to do them. That person has bought a plane, so I'm going to do whatever I get to get a plane. If you need a plane, please buy it. If you can afford a plane, buy it. God wants to bless you. But not because Daniel has bought a plane. So after the meeting, you go to Daniel and ask him if he has bought a plane. Because Daniel buys a plane, then I lose my sleep. Daniel is a good man anyway. It's not that he's the wicked. He says, don't envy the wicked. People can get their money. They may work genuinely for their money. Bless them. Be happy. Don't envy people, whether the wicked or the righteous. Don't envy them. Be encouraged by those who do good, but don't envy people. Those are parts of the works of the flesh. And there's a Bible passage, Proverbs 3:9 says, there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end is, this is the old time Christians, they still know, the end is destruction. It seems right. Just ask yourself, just pause. You don't even need to close your eyes. And ask the Lord. If he gives you encouragement, go for it. If he doesn't, you don't need it. You don't need it. Many of you will agree with me. When you check your house and you have it, if I say I'm going to put a skip outside your house, you'll be amazed the type of things you will throw in to the skip. Just accumulate things. We should live as children of the wise. The way of the world that is independent of God is futile. Never really works, nor does it stand the test of time. It doesn't stand the test of time. It keeps changing. Keeps changing. Even fashion, fashion changes. It goes and then comes back. Some old timers say, wow, we used to wear this. We used to wear this a long ago. Then we left it and now it's back. Long ago, skinny trousers. Now then flares. There was one, you know, when men started competing with women, high heel shoes. So, yes, men had big platforms, and they used to walk like this. Then occasionally you see someone in plaster. You say, this guy doesn't play football. You say, I fell over. The way of the world is futile, but the wisdom of God endures. Endures. There are many things the way of the world that we think are good. It's on shifty ground. What the world sees as love, actually, most of the time is lust. And we'll be talking about it. And the world tries to get it by hook or by crook. But let's look at what 1 John 2:15-17 says. It says, do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever. Look at those three things in verse 16. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world. Let's look at the lust for the flesh very briefly. Pursuit of sensual pleasure. You know, as a man, very recently, had a divorce and gave the wife, I think the wife got £39 billion. And while you are beginning to think, wow, that's a lot of money, she decided to give half of it to charity. The man went for an older woman. What about the children? Who will this man go for next? There was one I actually looked at, saw yesterday. The fourth marriage. Divorcing the fourth wife after 2 weeks of marriage. One of the reasons he gave was that he was drunk all through the time. He's a very famous actor. 2 weeks, it's not even enough to open the wedding presents. 2 weeks. Immorality and addictions. There are some people breaking churches. The 5 churches were broken into, including ours. But they didn't actually come in here. They broke in through the atrium door and went into the church office. Scattered it, and they took a safe, but there was no money there. And they ran out. We have their faces. I have their faces on my phone. I've actually sent a message to the people. They're local. They destroyed St. Barnabas and St. Philomenas, Our Lady of the Grace, St. Peter's and St. Paul's School, looking for petty cash. Addiction. I can see many of you shaking your head. I agree with you. I want to shake my head. You will never understand. I will never understand. But I know somebody who was so addicted that the mother had a stroke. He took the mother, put her on the floor, and sold the bed. That's why you won't understand. I can't understand. Addictions. Lust of the eyes, greed, materialism. You know, Adam and Eve, it was good to the eyes. Good to the eyes. Something might be good to the eyes, but might not just for you. In fact, many things are good to the eyes. Pride of life. Quest for power, status, and recognition. Let God put you there. Let God put you there. When God puts you somewhere, nobody can drag you down. Nobody. They will try. If they don't try, you have to check, you know, whether you are still alive. They will try, but they can't get you down. God wants your good. Christ came to destroy the power of sin and the consequences of sin. We that are listening to this message as Christians, we have the, you know, we have been told to come in to Christ. And then this, flee these things of the flesh. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. See, don't envy the wicked. Yes, they are doing it. My mates are doing it. My mates are sleeping around. Yeah, you can do it. You can take drugs. One man said, oh, I went to a party and they passed something around. And I took a bit, opium. They passed something around. And you just, you know. Did they tell you what they passed around? Could it have been cyanide or something? They passed something around. Even here, when they're passing something around, you know it's Sally passing the offering book. It's not as if he's passing, and you know what she's passing around. Say they passed something around. I just took it and they passed something around. Pride of life. This is the one that gets people. It's subtle. When I did a Greek science in school, there was one type of erosion. They say when it happens, you don't even know. You just plant. And they say it's not doing well. Because gradually it has removed the fertility of the soil. So you plant, you don't get anything. Pride of life. Ask yourself, tell the Lord to check you out. Am I proud? Are you proud? Don't let somebody tell. When they ask if you are proud, your back that was you're sitting down now, you know, comes up. No, you ask yourself, and let God speak to you. Let God speak to you, because He has blessings for you as you continue to trust Him. Living according to the commands and will of God is the best way for any human being to live. It's the best way. You have peace. He provides for you. You do good. As Christians, with the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives, the world has to change. If the world is not changing, you ask yourself whether you are yielded to God enough. Christ came. On the disciples, the apostles, there was a change on the day of Pentecost. They knew, they said, wow, they knew that they had been with Jesus. Pray until you get to that point. I will pray until I get to that point. If there is no change, I'm still stealing in the office. I'm still altering things. I'm still going after other women. I'm still living the life of the world. How? Where are you standing? Are you here with Christ? Hot or cold? He has told us lukewarm. He packs lukewarmness with cold. So, which part are you going to decide? When we say, but we have the songs. We sing the songs. Unbroken praise. Do you know what that means? Did you enjoy that song today? Unbroken praise means the Lord has to be in there for you to be giving unbroken praise. Let my life be your throne. So, when we live the lifestyle that is filled with the Holy Spirit, that pleases God, we enjoy peace. We enjoy peace. I've not heard of any farmer that plants stinging nettles and expects to harvest apples. Brothers and sisters, what are we planting? It's strange when some people come to you and say, wow, you are blessed. What are you doing? How did you do it? You want to explain to them. No, they don't want the explanation, but they want the blessing. The blessing is not from you. But you want to tell them how you got here. I don't know. I didn't do any special thing. But I trusted God. I obeyed God. Some people think they can cheat God. God says something, they adjust it, they edit it. Editing what God, the Creator, says, how can you succeed the way He wants you to succeed? Remember Joshua. Put the children of Israel, people of God, say, choose you this day who you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. He said, if you continue in this evil way, He will deal with you. But if you obey, He will bless you. So, it's a choice, brothers and sisters. It's a choice. Decide. We are all the same. So, if you are a pastor, you know, when I start with pastor, there's no limit. I'm coming for you. Because I've already put myself in. A pastor, you are up there, you are in the worship team, you are in one group or the other, or you are just trying to maneuver one leg in, one leg there. We have to obey God according to God's will. We have to obey God. First of all, we have to open our hearts and be saved. And then we say, Lord, what do you want me to do? We wait on the Lord. We know about it. We all eat out once in a while. If not, you know that your dad serves at home, or your mom serves you. No, they cook and they help you until you become big and they tell you to go and help yourself. You go and what do you want to eat? You ask for something that you can cook. You go and cook it. You know how it is to what it is to serve. What it is to serve. Explaining what you really know is to say, what do you want? What can I get you? She's thinking about it. Is it, if it's a drink, what drink? They come to you, what drink do you want? I told you the other day, you were laughing at me when they put us in first class. They said five-course meal for us. Everything they gave was incredible. I told you they wanted to do manicure and pedicure. I refused. I think they offered massage as well. No, they're not massaging me. I refused. Then they said they champagne or whatever drink. I said I don't drink champagne. But the man almost drowned me with apple juice. He would just come and peep and bring it. It wasn't like economy at all. It would just come and bring. Before you drank and drank and drank, you know. And I don't think I completed the five courses because, you know, it was new. God will put you there and bless you. You just open your eyes and say, Lord, you made only me like this. Yes, thank you for my dad and my mom, my siblings. Nobody looks like me. And you give me a lifespan. I want to glorify your holy name. I want to glorify your holy name. You know what? You know, the lifestyle that is filled with inward peace and joy. And it's expressed in personal and corporate thanksgiving and worship is what God wants. God is the one who gives peace that passes all understanding. So how can we be wise? How can we be wise? How can we live, you know, lives that show that we are wise? I'll be very quick here. How can you be sure that you are living wisely? First one, align yourself. Align your life with God's priorities. See, what are your priorities? What are God's priorities? What does He say? We thank God, book it right through the Bible. You read the Word of God. Say, delight yourselves in the things of God. And Matthew puts it very clearly. He said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added. I told somebody in Liverpool that we are now it's difficult to give a testimony that is not boasting. That's my crime now. The blessings of God are incredible that I'm experiencing. I can't give, share. It will seem as if I'm boasting. So I rightly put my hands up and join those who are living below the blessings that God has given them. Yes, people who are living below what they can afford. Who can? Yeah. Well, because it's just overwhelming. And it's for everybody. It's for everybody. Those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. You know, this is why we're told to be disciples who make disciples. And I want to thank God for the leadership we have in King's Church. We continue to learn, encourage one another. There is no condemnation. Anybody who is condemning another is already guilty because they are sinners that God has forgiven. But we want to encourage you to grow. That's what we are doing. Condemnation? No way. Second point, do not love the world. We talked about that before. The world is passing away, the things of the world. The world can't see it, but you and I can understand what God's will is, and we'll do it. The third point, be filled with the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus said, I'm not leaving you alone. I will come to you. I will be with you forever. And he was talking about his Spirit. Completely Jesus in spirit. So we open our hearts, say, Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit. And then you see encouragement as you study the Word of God, you pray, personal worship, all come out. You know, for that. Time is a gift from God. Use it wisely. Make the most of every opportunity to do the things that edify, the things that build up. I was telling some people, I said, choose anything. I challenge you now. Choose. Just call one thing. Call out any word. Anything you see here, anything you are wearing, anything you have at home. Just call, and I will choose one. It's a question. Okay, yeah. This is sneakers or trainers. Yes, trainers. Trainers. No trainers. Our shoes. You know, there was a time when we have trainers, you use trainers for some time. But after some time, your feet get bigger, you get new trainers. But there was a time the children of Israel were in the desert and they did not change the trainers or their shoes or their clothes. They grew with them. That was to God's glory. God made everything. He made them. And he showed his power there. That same God can be your God today if you open your heart to Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. God who performed miracles in the desert is alive today. But the first thing, he wants you to come to himself. And when you come to him and repent of your sins, he makes you his child. And you open your heart and ask for the Holy Spirit, it will continue to lead you. That's a short form of the gospel. Not so. Make the most of any opportunity. Mention anything. Light, or he made light, he is light. And you go there into the scriptures. For your friends at school, for those at work, you can use anything. I want to use it at this point. Let me finish because this is going to be online. Let me finish, and when I finish, I will give a notice. Time is a gift from God. Use it wisely. In the past 8 months, I've lost 4 or 5 classmates. Some of them I now found that they told their lies about their age when they were alive. So when they died, they put it up. This person was so and so age. Wow! That wasn't what we knew. 5 in 8 months. Time is a gift. 5. Let your thought life be dominated by godly things. The things that come out. Don't forget, nobody's judging you now except you're judging yourself. It's your thought life. If it's not right, speak to yourself. Like David did. You know how David did it? Oh, my soul, praise the Lord. David was speaking to his soul. So you speak to yourself. This is not right. Lord, cleanse me from unrighteousness. Speak to yourself. And then, when you get to the point that you are yielded to God, after being tested here, tested there, I have a friend who bought cars. Anytime he bought cars, the cars were attacked. You buy a car, new car, crash, damaged. Not that accident, they'll come and a jealous, someone who is a tissue of jealous person was just attacking the car. This one attacked, get another one attacked. You park it here, they attack it. You see, and maybe the person that was doing it looked normal. Not so? Yeah, look normal. Talk normal. Maybe he even looks handsome. I'm assuming it's a man. Yeah. That when your mind goes somehow to someone, that's why the Lord says, pray for people. Pray for those that hate you. Pray for them. God is able to deal with them, so pray for them. Don't let anybody spoil your heart. Do they deserve you to think bad? They deserve that, but God says, the avenue of your bad thoughts is the one that I bless. I stay there. So don't let bad thoughts come out. Leave it to me. Pray for them and leave them with me. I can forgive them. I can deal with them. But don't harbor it inside your heart. I actually believe that if I gossip about you, I can't pray for you. If you gossip about me, you say, I'm praying for you. It's not going nowhere. That's why my heart should be, I have to make my heart ready for God and to bless people. You as well. We know very many things. The abundance of the heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. But God is in the heart. And when your heart is fine, and the Lord is in your heart, you express that by your action, by what you say, and by what you do. 6, speak edifying things. These are things that bless. Things that bless people. The Bible says to bless, we shouldn't curse. We should lift people up. Not flatter them, not lie, but build them up. Encourage them. Build them up. Speak edifying words. So think, when he says things to one another, psalms, songs, and yes, it's when you read those psalms and all that your heart is good, then you can express that in talking to people. How are you? God bless you. Can I help you? What can I do? Oh, I'm praying for you. You lost your mom. Pray for the person. You are expressing the goodness of Christ in you. Finally, I got a memory verse for you. Proverbs 23:17. It says, do not let your heart envy sinners, but always be zealous for the fear of the Lord. Proverbs 23:17. Do not let your heart envy sinners, because it's sinners you see. It's those you associate with. Don't let your heart, but always be zealous for the fear of the Lord. That's going back to the beginning now. What is the fear of the Lord? It's the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Always be zealous for the fear of the Lord. Then Christian living is an extension of that fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Then as you now have Christian living, you are not living the life, you are now extending. You are now growing in the things of God. Let us pray.